Joining us now are two experts on the legal issues surrounding eminent domain. Adam Mossoff is an assistant professor of law at Michigan State University, what used to be the Detroit College of Law, and an expert on property theory. Adam, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Great. And also Pat Wright, who is a senior legal analyst at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy in Midland. He's also a lawyer and a former assistant attorney general for the state of Michigan. Pat, thank you for joining our discussion.
Great to be here, Jack.
First, let me put a little history on the table. Michigan became an important player in the national eminent domain debate back in 1981 when the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that Detroit could take more than 1,000 homes and businesses so that General Motors could build its new Pole Town plant. Now, since then, other states and cities have used eminent domain for similar purposes to encourage development. But then last year, the Michigan Supreme Court reversed itself. They unanimously said that the Pole Town decision was an abuse of power. So I guess I want to start by asking you, Pat, when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this summer in the Connecticut case, which is sometimes called the Kelo versus New London, Connecticut case, did that overturn the Michigan Supreme Court's decision against using eminent domain for private development?
No, Jack, it did not. There's two separate provisions we have to pay attention to. One is the federal constitution, Article 5, and secondly is the Michigan constitution, which is Article 10, Section 2. And under the Michigan Constitution, under the federal Constitution, the Supreme Court held that economic development is a public use, but it specifically said that states, through constitutional law or through statutes, are allowed to enact greater protections. And one of the cases it cited was Wayne County versus Hathcock, which was the case from 2004 where the Michigan Supreme Court specifically held that economic development is not a public use under Michigan's constitution.
This is for a development called the Pinnacle.
For the Pinnacle Project, which is related to the Wayne County Airport, correct.
Well, if that's the case, Pat Wright, is Representative Stiles' bill not needed?
Well, there's a couple of arguments as to why it could be needed. Article 10, Section 2 has not been amended since Pole Town. So you've had two separate Supreme Courts look at the exact same language and come to drastically different conclusions as to whether or not economic development is a public use. You have to have a statutory authority in order to act on the constitutional provision. So by the legislature saying this does not constitute a public use, the legislature can prevent a future court from going back to Pole Town. So that's an argument why Representative Stiles' bill would be necessary.
It'd be a good idea to clean things up.
It would prevent a future court from, assuming one believes that Hathcock is correct and Pole Town is wrong, it would prevent future courts from going back to Pole Town.